Hello, this is Ted Loken, and I'll be your host tonight for another edition of the worst sci-fi commentary track ever. This time, we'll be commenting on the worst sci-fi sequel ever, aka WSF2. This is our scary red title, which is supposed to instruct fear into the hearts of the viewers, or something like that. That focus trick, I'm going to pretend we meant to do that, just envision that. The background audio is, of course, a reference to 2001 A Space Odyssey. I let Willie take care of the visual effects for this movie. So he set up his models. This is upstairs in our house. That's Heather. That sneeze was Willie's cue to come out of Bethany's door. Captain
Welcome
Picard aboard. Reference.
Welcome to Deep Space.
I love the name of the station. It's priceless.
No, this was a deep space region.
These people are really great actors. I mean, I'm personally quite surprised that Willie didn't get Best Actor and Heather didn't get Best Actress. I mean, they're just phenomenal. They're wonderful people.
Quite an impressive decoy.
This was a DS9 reference, looking up at Willie and Heather. Above, looking over the railing. Io is kind of leaning over the railing, holding the camcorder.
Captain, I don't think that's...
Our Captain Kirk reference. Captain Bitscape actually gets named in this movie. He showed up in the last movie and didn't get named. And Willie showed up in the last movie and didn't get named either.
What happened to Captain Bitscape?
I really love what Willie does with his eyes at the end of this scene. It is absolutely, positively priceless. This is our kitchen table. Dining room table, sorry. The monitors are being run by Zial. The Yukon. Sorry.
This is Spatial Grid 208.
That was a graphic I put together.
I
put the graphics together in the GIMP. You can see Heather reading her lines off her lap. Oh, goodness. I put the graphics together in the GIMP and copied them to Yukon. Set Yukon under the table, plugged the monitors into Yukon. And it looks pretty good. I would have liked some movement and some action, but this works quite well for now.
Allow me to demonstrate.
That's one of the funnier parts of the movie.
These energy signature in the nearby Galvin system.
Galvin is a reference to my friend Scott Galvin, aka ScottGalvin.com.
Our mission is to investigate the Mavro system.
The Mavro system is supposed to be the Maru system, which is a reference to Scott's girlfriend for almost 4 years, Kristen.
Yes, I pay attention.
Any questions then?
Okay.
One of the major advantages of this version, as opposed to the initial version, is this version doesn't have intercut footage of Fairview graduation in. Which added the kind of surrealistic feel. Willie will get very mad every time he listens to this commentary track because I'm going to point out that he doesn't sit down. He just keeps on standing and standing and standing. And I didn't want to get too much of the kitchen in the frame, so I'm focusing down. And so he gets cut off the neck for about 15 seconds in. It drove me nuts. Heather puts the speakers up upside down. That's amusing. Willie's joystick, of course, which has shown up in every single one of our movies.
Your main computer. It's right
here. So the joystick and Willie have shown up in all of our movies.
Well, one thing.
And Zial. I think Zial has had some function in all of our movies. We'll hear from her later on in the program. That's Willie's notebook, Aquarius. He wrote a basic program to play Age of Aquarius in some sort of beeping little fashion, which is kind of amusing.
No.
That would be me jerking the camera when I'm laughing. Willie's line was completely ad-libbed, and it caught me a little bit off guard, and so I had to laugh, and that means I nudged the camera. There's the song.
Okay, two things. I stand corrected.
Heather Butt starts to dance when the song's over. That's pretty neat. There she is.
Hell!
take us out.
I love this scene. That shot there. I'm pretty sure that every other captain in Starfleet would really love to be able to put up his feet when the ship's underway. This scene was mostly cut short in this edition. Here we have the Festus 7 leaving space dock. That doesn't actually say ET, regardless of what you may think it says. We filmed some of these effects shots by a tripod, which Willie mounted onto a skateboard. And it mostly worked, except that at the very beginning, you remember that some of the effects were jerky a little bit, and so it wasn't nearly the number one positive best thing in the whole wide world. But it kind of worked. In this scene, I'll have talking with me one of our special guest for this edition. Zeal, take it from here.
Hello, I am Zeal, otherwise known as Yeager's desktop computer. I am speaking using the text-to-speech program Festival. It was a great experience to work on the worst sci-fi sequel ever. In the first movie, my role was limited to non-speaking part, but in this movie, I was privileged to be able to play the Festus 7's computer. I enjoyed working on the set, with great actors such as Willie and Heather, and the award-winning director Yeager. Working with such consummate professionals made me feel as if my talents were being exercised to their fullest. The best part about the movie was that all I had to do was read my script, which is something that comes very easy for me.
Petunia, stop for a mic!
Willie lost his hat. That's a little bit obscure.
Where's my hat?
He, in fact, threw it on top of the briefing table, if you'll recall that. At this point, Willie tosses his water bottle into the ship's computer core, which of course wreaks havoc.
Captain Logan, I've taken the liberty.
Yeah, okay, so I can't spell captain. Deal with it.
What? What are you doing that for?
I've never been there, and I thought I'd be fun to pay that place a visit.
That's what Mom said about Telluride for the 4th of July.
How many lives you're risking? What is your... What's your rationale for this?
I wanted to say, I can only see the two of you here. Are there others on board this ship that I can't see?
What
if the director didn't,
what
then it would be a good idea.
Heather looks at me to see what she's supposed to say. Goodness! Battlefield of Earth, of course, being the worst sci-fi feature film ever. So, of course, she puts the water bottle back in the main computer core. Many small electronics devices, such as my visor and routers, almost anything that isn't big enough to have a real live reset button, has a little bitty hole into which one crams a paperclip to reset it. And that, of course, is what Captain Logan is going to go run out and do for the Festus 7. He's going to go EVA and paperclip the engines. This would be our high-tech demarcation line in the middle of space, which is actually a electric power cord snaking across the visual effects stage. Willie was our visual effects director for this movie. This is Willie, EVA, in our basement, where you can see the plywood ceiling of space. These scenes didn't work out nearly as well as we hoped they would, partially due to my lack of cinematographic skill. These scenes are a lot better in this version than they were in the canonical VHS release. That says paperclip here. Here we have an external shot. That's me holding the flashlight, which represents the evil light ship. And here Willie gets captured. That's a camera flash. She's looking around for him. This scene was cut short, mercifully.
Acting Captain's Logs.
This is at the very end. This was filmed in one day, just like our other movies. And we had to hurry, we scurry away to go to some meeting or another, and so we were trying very quickly to make sure this would happen, to get this done. And here we come to the credits. Doo-doo-doo. I probably shouldn't try singing, should I? We actually started working on this movie the day before we filmed it. It was phenomenal. It was a whole new paradigm in worst sci-fi movie making excellence. Or some such nonsense. Mag Light is our credit for the alien. Isn't it? Isn't it wonderful? Willie was the one who lit the model on fire, so we're calling him the pyrotechnician. I was the one who held the flashlight and the pitcher, so I get to be the puppeteer. I did the graphics for the monitors, and so therefore we're crediting Fly Crew 2000. Jan McRoberts is Heather's mother. The City of Boulder Fire Department were thanking because they didn't know about this, and it was better for us and them. Of course, all the electrons are recycled, so obviously these electrons were recycled. We realize this says places, persons, and places. We probably should have said places, persons, and events, or some such nonsense. Captain Logan won't return in the worst sci-fi trilogy conclusion ever, is our Kevin Smith reference. I, of course, am kind of a fan of Kevin Smith's movies. In fact, he's my evil twin brother. It's kind of weird. This has been Ted Logan for the worst sci-fi commentary track ever. Thank you and good night.
It was nice to talk to you. Goodbye.